एनम श्री चैतन्य मनोभिष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यम ददाति स्वपदंतिकम। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद। जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय अष्टांग धन्यवाद प्रणाम से द लोटस फीट ऑफ आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स नित्लाई श्रीमद भक्तिवेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज श्री गुरुदेव एंड नित्लाई श्रीमद भक्तिवेदांत श्री वामन गोस्वामी महाराज श्री गुरुदेव एंड एंटायर रूपान गौरी गुरुवर्ग और गार्जियंस all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, to especially Sri Narottam Das Thakur and Sri Bhakti Kushal Narsingha Maharaj, whose most auspicious Tirubhavtithis we are observing today. So, Pujavad Bhakti Kushal Narsingha Maharaj, very near and dear associate, Srila Prabhupada. It is said that when he was staying in his village, there, some disciples of Prabhupada were actually doing kirtan. And they were singing these kirtans of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. All these different kirtans like Emana Durmati, Samsara Vitare Padiyu Achinu Ami, and then all these other ones, Manasa Deha Geho Je Kichumor, Bhuliya Tumare, all these different kirtans from Sharanagati, Kalyan Kalpataru. And this way, when he heard these kirtans, he was thinking, actually, all these kirtans that they're singing, it corresponds to my own life. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we see that when he has sung all these different kirtans, like, now that I'm in samsar, I've forgotten you, I'm suffering from these three types of miseries, adhyatmik, adhidevik, adhibautik, and then I'm so much in anguish. Who will save me now? Who will protect me? So when he heard these kirtans, Narsingha Maharaj, then he inquired from these disciples of Prabhupada, saying, where are you from? Who are all of you? So then they said that we are from Sri Gaudiya Math. So that time you can imagine, Prabhupada, he had started this saffron cloth in Bengal. No one had even heard of such a thing before. Like saffron cloth, brahmacharis, sannyasis, all these things. Like Gurudev would say that if one is in saffron or if one is like anything, brahmachari, sannyasi, then, and when they're moving in a group, like 15, 20, 20, 25 devotees, then automatically preaching is done. No need to even speak any harikatha, no need to even do kirtan. Then when they're just walking down the road, automatically people, they'll be attracted by looking at this sight. So here, Narsingha Maharaj is also very much attracted. So he said, I want to meet your spiritual master. Then they said, all right, if you want to meet him, you have to come to Mayapur. So there, Narsingha Maharaj, he met Srila Prabhupada there. And then we know that he had a great influence on Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj because he was the uncle of Srila Vaman Maharaj. Therefore, because of his katha and his preaching, Vaman Goswami Maharaj, he would always go to Mayapur along with his mother. And there, he would listen to this katha from Prabhupada and all his disciples. And because of Vaman Maharaj coming to Mayapur again and again, he grew so much attached to the holy dham, to Guru and Vaishnavas. And whenever his mother would take him back to East Bengal, he would be so unhappy, saying, why is she doing this to me? Like how Naradrishi was so unhappy. So eventually one day when his mother started looking for him, when Parikrama finished, he went and hid somewhere. And then his mother couldn't find him and she was weeping very much. And then anyhow they comforted her, saying, don't worry, we'll return your son to you in some time. He's somewhere here in Mayapur, we'll surely find him. Then we hear that Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, he was sleeping under a tree. Then anyhow Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu found him. And then he engaged him in Seva there. And then he was gradually admitted into the school, Thakur Bhaktivinoda Institute. And then he was in charge of the storehouse, storeroom first, arranging all things. And then arranging leaf plates, giving lemons, all these different things, he was responsible. So in this way, he was always under the watchful eye of Sri Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu, and Sri Vinod Da, and Sri Narsingha Maharaj. And Narasingh Maharaj, he was known to be a no-nonsense personality. Not tolerate any slight transgression. If anyone would do anything wrong, immediately, direct operation. And this way, when Param Gurudev left Chaitanya Math and started his own mission, Gaudiya Dhan Samiti, then he was also with Param Gurudev at all times. And then when some of Param Gurudev's godbrothers left the mission, that time, like, Param Gurudev's Shishya Vatsalyata, his love for his disciples was so profound, especially for Ananga Bhavan Prabhu. We hear that Leela. So then Param Gurudev, he used all the funds that was collected for the well-being of his health, Ananga Bhavan Prabhu's health, because he was dying. So then some godbrothers were of the opinion that, oh, he has so much Shishya Vatsalyata for his disciples. So then they gradually started leaving one after another. So then Narasingha Maharaj, when someone asked him, are you going to leave? He said, no. He said, I don't want to stay with sheep. I want to stay with the lion, he said. And so he continued staying there with Param Gurudev. He didn't leave the mission. And then even after Param Gurudev started his preaching mission, then this way Narasingha Maharaj, he was also with Param Gurudev at all times. Once there was some brahmachari, he did something in the mutt, in the temple. So then everyone was very unhappy with him. So then Narasingha Maharaj, he had him leave the temple, saying, you leave, there's no need for you to stay here. So then when he left the temple, he had all his belongings, his bags, everything, and he was just standing on the road there. Param Gurudev, he didn't know what had happened. So when Param Gurudev returned, there he saw this brahmachari there, standing on the road with all his luggage, all his belongings. And Param Gurudev started weeping so much. And then he remarked that after suffering so much in this material life, anyhow he's joined the temple. Anyhow, even if he has some anarthas, could none of you tolerate that? And you made him leave. And then Param Gurudev, he looked at Narasingha Maharaj and he said, you have made me the acharya. I had no intention, no desire to be the acharya, but you have made me. All of you have made me, all you godbrothers, everyone. He said, I'm always under your guidance, he said. Whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. But there's one thing you should consult me with, that is in this regard. If anyone is going to leave the temple, if you're going to make anyone leave the temple, always consult with me. Else I cannot tolerate this. And Param Gurudev himself escorted that brahmachari back to the temple, saying, anyone who stay here, don't leave. And he brought him back. So this is Narasingha Maharaj, he was very straightforward. It is said sometimes if some brahmachari, once there was Mangalarti going on in Devananda Gaudiya Math, and the door did not open, the gate was locked, was closed. So then no one realized what was happening, because the gate from outside it was unlocked, but inside, then Narasingha Maharaj, he saw the brahmachari was sleeping inside in front of Thakurji. Immediately he caught him and he said, what are you doing in front of Thakurji? All the devotees are there waiting outside and then you are sleeping like this. And then he said, don't do like this again. But also he was very soft-hearted. When he'd go preaching, Gurudev himself would say, when he'd go preaching in Bengal, he'd go with Narasingha Maharaj. All these different places like Debrugarh, Bandel Junction and Mata Banga, all these different places. He'd go Kuch Bihar. All these different places, like you see in this Kuch Bihar, there's Narottam Gaudiya Math. It's all established by the efforts of Narasingha Maharaj and followers, Gaudiya Vedan Samiti. So then we hear that when Narasingha Maharaj would go preaching, he'd go from house to house and some ladies would be so poor, some Bengalis, they'd be so poor, they'd have nothing to offer. So then he went to one house and one lady, she had nothing to give. So then she said, Baba, what can I give you? I have nothing. Then Narasingha Maharaj said, all right, at least you have little grains of rice. And there in the corner, she had like a few grains of rice. You at least give me that. And then he took these grains of rice. And then as soon as he reached Devananda Gaudiya Math, he took these grains of rice and mixed it with the entire sack of rice that was already present. He said, now she'll get so much sukriti, because now this will be offered as bhoga to Thakurji. And sometimes when he'd go preaching to another house, they won't even have grains to offer, not even rice, nothing. Then Narsingh Maharaj, he would look at the householder and he'd say, oh, you see that soil you have, that red soil, that's very fertile. You give me some of that sand, that mud, that soil. And then that householder would take some of that soil and give it to him. And then he takes some of that red sand, red mud, which is very fertile, he put it in a bag, and then he'd go. And then as soon as he'd return to Devananda Gaudiya Math, he'd take that red mud, and then he'd put it somewhere, and he'd grow one tulsi there, tulsi plant. So this is why they're getting so much Sukriti. And sometimes he'd go to the post office, and he'd get some forms. He'd say, oh, these forms, they can be used for like couriers, telegrams, all these things. And then he'd return. This way, whenever he'd do bhiksha, he'd never return empty-handed. Something or the other he'd collect. Because whatever Sukriti people would have, he would collect that Sukriti and offer it in the service. Like once, some disciples of Prabhupada, they went out collecting. And then Prabhupada, he asked them, how much money have you collected? Then the disciples said, oh, Prabhupada, why are you asking this? How much money have you collected? Rather, maybe you could have asked, how many hearts have you collected this? And Prabhupada said, actually, when I'm asking you, how much money have you collected? I'm asking, how much Sukriti have you collected? Because people, when they're offering little money, be it even 1 paisa, charana, still they're offering their blood, their life, their work, their energy. So in this way, they're collecting their Sukriti. So in Narsingh Maharaj, he'd go everywhere preaching. And he trained Gurudev also in this bhiksha. Gurudev said, in bhiksha, especially two personalities trained me. Narsingh Maharaj and Trivikram Maharaj. So then we know that pastime also. That Narsingh Maharaj and Gurudev, they went preaching somewhere. And they collected like 300 rupees. And then Narsingh Maharaj, he gave 275 rupees or 250 to Param Gurudev. And then anyhow, Param Gurudev found out there was 300. So then he asked Narsingh Maharaj, where is the other 50 rupees? And then Narsingh Maharaj, he said, oh, I need some money for my maintenance also. How can I give you everything? So anyhow, Param Gurudev, he took that money, put it inside his pocket and gave it back. And he said, this money has been collected by the Vishayis, the materialistic people. It has so much poison. Therefore, I've absorbed that poison and I'm giving it back to you. He'd say. And this way, when they'd go preaching, like sometimes Gurudev, he'd collect like 8 or 9 rupees that time. And then he'd be thinking, oh, if I could only collect like 1 more rupee, then I could offer Guru Maharaj 10 rupees. So then Narsingh Maharaj, he was omniscient. So what would he do? He'd say, oh, you collected 8 or 9 rupees. Then he himself would go collecting and give 2 rupees to Gurudev. Now here, now you have a round figure, 10 rupees. And then he'd offer that 10 rupees to Param Gurudev. Param Gurudev would be thinking, oh, just see, he's formerly a police officer, but now how he's collecting door to door, like in this way. They said Narsingh Maharaj had a great influence on Gurudev. He's a very beloved Siksha Guru of Gurudev. And Gurudev would speak about him, he'd become so grave. He'd say, most of you haven't seen him, but he was very dear to me, my beloved Siksha Guru, he'd say. And we see Keshavji Gaudiya Math was actually in the name of Narsingh Maharaj, Bhakti Kushal Narsingh Maharaj. This Uddharan Gaudiya Math was in the name of Adoksach Das Babaji Maharaj. Devananda Gaudiya Math was in the name of Narari Seva Vigra Prabhu. And this was in the name of Narsingh Maharaj. So he was very near and dear associate of Srila Param Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada. And we see that now his samadhi is there, where Trivikram Maharaj's samadhi is. His samadhi is there. There are many devotees of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, they were given samadhi there. Even the cow that served Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, Dhavali, this cow used to give so much milk every day. It was given by a very poor lady. This lady had nothing to give. When this cow was a calf, the mother had been taken away by a tiger there in Sundarbans. So then she had nothing to give to Vaman Maharaj. She gave this calf here. This is the only thing that I have. And grew into a very nice cow. Gave so much milk. Even that cow was given samadhi there, Dhavali, by Vaman Maharaj himself. This cow would not take the remnants of, would not eat anything else except the remnants of the Vaishnavas. Whatever the Vaishnavas would leave behind on these leaf plates, the cow would only take that. Every day it attend Mangalarti, Shayanarti, Madhyanarti, Sandhyarati, everything. Whenever Harikatha would be going on, this cow would be sitting there listening to Harikatha, listening to Kirtan. This cow was also given samadhi there. So Narsingh Maharaj's samadhi is there in that place. So also today is the very auspicious tithi, Shri Narottam Thakur's disappearance. His kirtans, regardless of whichever institution one belongs to, they're sung everywhere with so much love. Like the Sri Guru Charana Padma has become like the national anthem of every community of devotees. We see Swami Maharaj, he said, Narottam Thakur's kirtans, they're like a thunderclap. When you hear a thunderclap in the sky, you don't need to judge, saying, oh, there's some thunder in the sky. No. Automatically, you know, oh, it's a thunderclap. Similarly, his kirtans are like that. Even if you don't know the meaning, nothing, just by listening even a little, you'll get prema bhakti. And we see, beginning from Guru, Vaishnav, Nityananda, Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Srimati Radhika, everything he has given. Like we see in this one kirtan, Radha Krishna Pranmur Yugala Kishore, he's describing what is Ragmayi Upasana. Like in the morning we heard, he has described kirtans for sadhan, and he has also described kirtans for siddhi. For sadhan he has also described, where he has said, no, Hoya Maya Radas, Kori Nana Vedabilash, Tamar Smaran Gela Dure, Artalaba Ayyashe, Kapata Vaishnava Veshe, Brahmiya Bulai, Ghare Ghare. And he said, now I become servant of Maya, become full of material desires. Now I cannot even remember you. And being full of all these desires for Artha and Lab, adoration, gain, I'm dressed as a hypocrite. Although I'm a hypocrite, I'm dressed as a Vaishnava. Kapata Vaishnava Veshe, Brahmiya Bulai, Ghare Ghare. And house to house I'm going, asking for money. He said, how to be free of all these anarthas, like hypocrisy, lab, puja, pratishta. And then also he has described how one should attain siddhi. Like there we see in Radha Krishna Pranmur Yugala Kishore, Gurudev would say that nowadays in Braj so many Hindi kirtans are sung. So many Hindi kirtans. Like everywhere you go, Hindi kirtans are sung, describing Radha and Krishna's leelas. But he said, if you take all those kirtans in Hindi and you place them on one scale, and on the other scale, you only one line you mention, Radha Krishna Pranmur Yugala Kishore. He said, can all of those Hindi kirtans compare to even this one line? Radha Krishna Pranmur Yugala Kishore. They cannot even be compared to this one line. And then Narottam Thakur has described Kalindira Kule Keli Kadam Beravan, how I'll place Radha and Krishna on the Singhasan, serve them. This is Ragmayi Upasan. Like normally when the pujari serves, how does he do archan? First there's asan, lays an asan. And then there's Avahan. And then there's Achaman. And there's Padya. And then there's Argya, and then there's Dhoop, Deep, Arati. But then how do the gopis do this Archan? Gurudev gives an example. When Krishna, he disappeared from the Raslila, when he appeared, like when we hear that verse, Tasa Mahavir Bhat Shauri, Smayamana Mukham Bhuja, Pitambara Dharas Shagvi, Sakshan Manmatha Manmatha. When he appeared there, how did the gopis do Archan? First, there was an asan. What did the gopis do? Their own anchal, their own wheels, they laid down. And then they made Krishna sit there. Normally the yogis, they offer their Padmasan for Krishna to sit. And even if Krishna appears there and he sits, he's very grave. Like when Sri Guru appears and he do his puja, he's very grave. He's not laughing, joking. And so he accepts that puja. Similarly, but when Krishna appeared there, he was smiling slightly. He was joking with the gopis. And this asana of the gopis actually was mixed with their tears, with their kumkum, with their sweat. It was mixed with the dust of Raj. But still Krishna, he sat there. And then next came Avahan. How did they invite Krishna there? Did the gopis recite certain mantras? No. What did they say? Sajayati deidikam janmana vraja shayata indira shashwadatrahi daita dishyatam dikshitavakas tai vichamate tam vichinvate. And then pranatadehinam papakarshanam trinacharanugam shiniketanam. In this way. All these different verses of the Gopi Gita they sang. And then Krishna, he sat there. And then how did they do Achaman? Chandravali, she held Krishna's hand. And then Achaman was done. And then how was this Padya offered? Saibya and Padma, they took Krishna's feet and they held it to their chest. In this way. And then how was this Argya offered? Shamala, she offered this. And then Dhoop, Deep, Arati, how was this done? Dhoop was offered by Bhadra. And who is the main pujari? Srimati Radhika herself. How is she doing Arati of Krishna? By her sidelong glances, she is offering Arati. So in this way, Narottam Thakur is especially stressed on this Ragmayi Upasana. Therefore, when Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, when he was doing Vrajmandal Parikrama, in 1932, when he was doing this Parikrama in Braj, there he had the devotees sing all these kirtans related to Siddhi Lalasa, longing to attain Siddhi. Like he had them sing this Hari Hari Kabehavo Vrindavanavasi Niraki Bonayane Yugala Rupa Rashi Hari Hari Arkabe Palati Pe Dasha Esaba Chariya Bame Jabo Vrindavandame Imane Kari Yachi Asha Radha Krishna Seva Mui Jivana Marane tar rila tar stan, dekho ratri dine. And then also he had them sing dekhite dekhite. It's mentioned there in the 1932 Gaudiya. He had all the devotees sing dekhite dekhite buli bava kabe, radha kunda tata kunja kutira. And then this Yamuna puline, kadamba khanane. All these different kirtans he had them sing. And then he had one disciple called Nemi Maharaj. Bhaktivilas Gavashi Nemi Maharaj, he had him sing this Hari Hari Har Kabe Palati Pe Dasha. And then Prabhupada himself started explaining every line of this kirtan of Narottam Thakur. There it said, Brahmibo Dadashavane Rasakeli Jai Jai Sthane. So there Narottam Thakur is saying, when will I wander in all the 12 forests of Braj and see where this Raskeli has taken place? So Prabhupada there, when explaining this line, he has said, Brahmibo Dadasha Vane. What does this mean? It actually means, it refers to that Bhavuk Bhakta, in whose heart Shuddha Sattva has arisen. So when that Bhavuk Bhakta, in whose heart Shuddha Sattva has arisen, what will happen? This Thai Bhav combines with Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattviki, and Vyabhichari, and then this Rasa arises there. And then his heart becomes the ashray of these 12 main rasas. 5 primary, 7 secondary. And then this is this Brahmibo Dadashavane. And then all these 12 rasas are being relished in his heart. Why? Because this Shingar Ras is Adi Ras. All the different rasas, they arise from the Shingar Ras. So therefore, even Dasya Sakya Vatsalya are also experienced there in that heart. And Rasa Keli Jai Jai Sthane. And there he is relishing this rasa. What is the nature of this rasa? It's completely transcendental. Not like the rasa that is seen in the books of Bharat Muni or in the Sahitya Darpan, Bhav Prakash. Not like the rasa that is seen between Neel Damayanti, Savitri Satyavan, Laila Majnu, Romeo Juliet. Not like that. It is completely transcendental. And then he has described that Shudaibo Jane Jane Vrajavasi Gane Sthane Nivedibo Charane Dhariya. There he is, Narottam Thakur has sung that Shudaibo Jane Jane Vrajavasi Gane Sthane, that I will go to all these different places of Braj and I'll inquire from the Vrajavasis which Leela has taken place where. And then I will catch hold of their feet. Nivedibe Charane Dhariya. And then catching hold of their feet, I'll offer these prayers onto the lotus feet of all the Vrajavasis. So here Prabhupada said, actually, what does this mean? It means for the Bhavuk Bhakta, he will inquire from all the Ragatmik Vrajavasis. Like for one who is in Dasaras, he'll inquire from Raktak Patrak Bakula, saying, oh, you serve Krishna when he returns from cowherding, you wash his body with the water of the Yamuna, wipe the dust off of his body. They even offer prayers to the cows, that all your milk is offered to Krishna. And then those in Vatsala will offer to Nanda and Yashoda, those in Sakya will offer to Subal, Sridham, those in Madhurya will offer to Rup Rati Manjari. This is the meaning here of this. And what is the ultimate essence of this verse? This Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu verse. In this verse, Rupa Goswami has described everything. How one should serve this Tadanuragi Jananugami. Serve these Ragatmik Vrajavasis. They say Prabhupada himself used to explain all these kirtans of Narottam Thakur, line by line, line by line. Therefore, he'd say, if anyone wants to achieve Prem, you read these two books. Prarthana and Prem Bhakti Chandrika. Prem is sure to arise in the heart of one who will read these books. Therefore, Gurudev would say, Narottam Thakur, Bhaktino Thakur, their kirtans complement each other so much. They're not less than each other. And anyone who wants to achieve Prem, the most easiest way is their kirtans, that's all. Therefore, this Gaudiya Giti Gooch actually is like a treasure house of Prem. Just by singing even one kirtan with a little faith, and so much can be had. And we see in Narottam Thakur's life, he has shown this separation from the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We know that as soon as he was born, he was very scholarly, very brilliant. He learnt everything. And as soon as he was born, he would not even eat anything except Mahaprasad. And then in his dreams, Mahaprabhu and his associates would appear. Mahaprabhu would embrace him, place his lotus feet on his head. Nityananda Prabhu would embrace him. And Mahaprabhu, when he was doing kirtan once, he looked at Keturi Gram and he started shouting, Narottam, Narottam. And they were asking him, who is this Narottam? Who is this Narottam? And then when we hear that his father went to another place, immediately he left home. Then when he was going through the forest, people were remarking, oh, who is this person? He's so beautiful that the beauty of the champak flower pales in comparison. And then when he would be going, people would offer him nice food, so many things, but he would reject everything. And then it is said Krishna himself came and fed him milk there during that time. Because it is said Narottam Thakur's in his Siddha Swaroop, one of his services is to offer milk to Radha and Krishna. So Radha and Krishna themselves came and fed him milk. And then he didn't stop in any village also, because then he would be found out. And then when he reached Mathura, there at Vishram Ghat, he heard from a Brahmin that Rupa and Sanatan had disappeared. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami had disappeared. Kashishar Pandit had disappeared. And he was weeping so much. And then Rupa and Sanatan Goswami themselves appeared in a dream and comforted him. And then when he came here to Vrindavan, first he came to the Govindadev temple. And there Jiva Goswami was already waiting for him, because Rupa Goswami had appeared in a dream to Srinivas Acharya and told him that, oh, your friend Narottam is coming. And then the three of them met and they're weeping so much. And then there was one follower of Kashishwar Pandit called Sri Krishna Pandit. He offered the Prasadi Mala of Govindadev to Narottam Thakur. And then Jiva Goswami took him to meet Lokanath Das Goswami, because he was staying in this temple, Gokulananda. Lokanath Das Goswami gave him his blessings. He had darshan of Radha Vinod. Then he went to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Gopal Bhatta Goswami gave him his blessings. He had darshan of Radha Raman. Then he went to Radha Gopinath. Madhu Pandit Goswami gave him his blessings. And then he went to Radha Damodar, where he met Bhugarbha Goswami. And there he had darshan of Rupa Goswami's Samadhi and he started weeping. Went to Madan Mohan, had darshan of Sanatan Goswami's Samadhi, started weeping so much. Then he went to Radha Kund, had darshan of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami could barely open his eyes and speak, but still when he heard Narottam had come, he became so happy in this way. And then after his studies were finished, he was sent where? To preach. And then when the books were stolen, he went from there, from this place of Birambir, he went to Navadvip. And there when he went to Navadvip, Mayapur, there first he went to Yogpit, birthplace of Mahaprabhu. And there this Brahmin said, every day Mahaprabhu, he comes here under this tal vriksh and he teaches all the students on the banks of the Ganga. And then this Brahmin, he took him to meet Shuklambar Brahmachari. Then he had darshan of Ishan Thakur, servant of Sachidevi. And then he had darshan of Srinidhi Sripati, the brothers of Srivas, and then Sri Damodar Pandit. And then from there, he went to Shantipur, where he had darshan of Achyutananda Prabhu. From there, he went to Ambika Kalna, had darshan of Hridaya Chaitanya. From there, he went to this Kardaha, where Parameshwari Das Thakur, he had him have darshan of Vasudha Devi and Jhannava Devi. And from there, Kardaha, he went to Kanukul Krishnanagar, where he had darshan of Abhiram Thakur. And then from there, he went to Jagannath Puri, where Gopinath Acharya was waiting for him, brother-in-law Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Then he went and had darshan of Gambira, of Kashishwar Pandit. Then he had darshan of Tota Gopinath, where he had darshan of the deity into which Mahaprabhu entered. Again, he was weeping so much. Darshan of Haridas Thakur Samadhi, Gundicha Mandir, Narendra Sarovar, Jagannath Vallabh Vatika. From there, he went to Narsingapur, had darshan of Shamananda Prabhu. There, he went to Shrikhand, had darshan of Narari Sarkar Thakur, Raghunandan Thakur. And from Shrikhand, he went to Kantak Nagari, had darshan of Gadhadhar Das Thakur. He went to Janji Gram, place of Srinivas Acharya. From there, he went to Ekachakra. And then he went to Keturi. There, Keturi, he had his nephew, Santosh Dutt, who was the son of Narottam Thakur's uncle, Purushottam Dutt, the elder brother of Krishnananda Dutt. And there, this first Keturi Gram festival was observed, where invitations were sent to everyone. And Jhannava Devi came, Parameshwari Thakur came, Murari Chaitanya, Minaketena Ramdas, Balram Das, Damodar Das. The mere mention of these names of Mahaprabhu's associates will surely give prem. Such powerful associates there all. Then Hriday Chaitanya Thakur came. Everyone came. In the morning we heard, even Lokanath Das Goswami came. And Jhannava Devi herself officiated the deity installation of this festival, where the six deities were installed. Because they were revealed Swayambhu, there was no need to even install them. Automatically they were Radha and Krishna themselves. Like Vallabhi Kanta, Vrajmohan, Radha Raman, Radha Kanta, Mahaprabhu, deity we see in Gokulananda. And there we see that they all appeared and then the Mahabhishek was performed. And Narottam Thakur himself was the Kirtaniya. Srinivas Acharya was the Pujari. And then it is said when he was singing, there were three devotees who would recite after him. Who were they? It was Gauranga Das, Gokul Das, Sri Vallabh Das. And Devi Das, he would play the Mridanga. And then in this way, when the whole festival was arranged, then we know Mahaprabhu himself appeared there. And there, before there was some like among the Vaishnava society, there were some differing views. Some were worshipping Mahaprabhu in Dasya, like the Goswamis. Some were worshipping him in Sakya and Vatsalya, like the residents of Navadvip. Some were worshipping him in Aishwarya Ras. So Jhannava Devi, she reconciled all their views. And she made sure everyone worshipped Mahaprabhu in one mood, in this way. And then there it was established. The first Gaur Purnima festival was observed there in this way. So this Kheturi Gram, to this day, everyone can have darshan. ISKCON has made a very nice temple there also. So this was a very great devotee. And you see the deity of Mahaprabhu that Narottam Thakur worshipped, he's pointing to his two feet, his two hands. Some deities of Mahaprabhu, you see, he has one finger pointing to Golok Vrindavan, one pointing to his feet. And you see in one deity of Mahaprabhu, he's in a dancing posture. But in this deity, you see both his hands have pointed to his feet. Means take shelter of me. Because some may think Mahaprabhu was just a bhakta. No, Mahaprabhu was God himself, Krishna himself, in this way. And then it is said when Narottam Thakur disappeared from this world, how did he disappear? It is said when he heard that Ramchandra Kaviraj had disappeared, Srinivas Acharya also entered into samadhi. Not bad separation from his disciple. Then Narottam Thakur, he told each of his disciples, oh, you pour water of the Ganga on me. And then gradually, his body became one with the water of the Ganga on this day. And we see how he preached. In the morning, we heard from the Vaishnavas so many stories how Ganganarayan Chakravarti became a devotee. His father was a smart Brahmin. And then anyhow, he became a pure Vaishnav by the association of Narottam Thakur. Once Narottam Thakur, he was going somewhere, he saw two boys. One was named Harinam, one was named Ramkrishna. They were like herding goats. Same for the sacrifice of Durga Devi. Then their father Shivananda Acharya, pakka smarta Brahmin. Narottam Thakur, he told them, what are you doing? Wasting your lives this way. Then they became Vaishnavas. Harinam was initiated by Ramchandra Kaviraj and Ramkrishna by Narottam Thakur. And he became a great follower of Narottam Thakur. There was one more Brahmin called Jagannath Acharya, worshipper of Durga Devi. Durga Devi herself appeared to him and he said, take shelter of Narottam Thakur. And he took shelter. And this way, so many people of Bengal were delivered from him. Even now, if you go to Manipur, people are still wearing tilak because of his preaching. Even the chief minister of Manipur, everyone, you see, they're all wearing tilak because of Narottam Thakur's preaching. Even you go to the temple, of Manipuri temple in Radhakund, every day they do kirtan in front of Narottam Thakur's deity there. This is how his preaching is. Not just Manipur, now the entire world has become devotees. They become devotees because of him, this great Vaishnava. So today on this most auspicious tithi, offering not just flowers, but offering our very faith, our unadulterated feelings at his lotus feet, we can only pray that the mood, the sentiments he has conveyed through his kirtans, what to speak of the entire mood manifesting in our hearts, at least a semblance of that mood, at least a drop of that mood can manifest in our hearts. And even when Gurudev was in the West, he'd say, you should memorize all his kirtans. And he said, if you cannot memorize one kirtan, you memorize only one, he said. Gauranga bolite habe, he said. You only memorize this one kirtan, I'll be very happy, he said. And whenever the devotees would sing this Gauranga bolite habe, Gurudev would be weeping. He'd be weeping there. This is how Gurudev loved his kirtans so much. So such a great Vaishnava he was.
ओम ज्ञान दिवरंदस्य गिनंगिन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः श्री मञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यः वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल ऑफ माय सस्तंगनंद प्रणाम स्तावंतम तं लोटस श्री परम राधतम गुरु पाद पद्म ओम विष्णु पार स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमन भक्ति वेदांत नारायण गोसाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव Second layer of my Sastanganda Vatpanam, thousands of times, Lotus Feet of my Sri Rupanuga Gaudiya Guru Varga, of my Sastanganda Vatpanam, unto all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Today we are in this most auspicious month of Kartik, during our Niyam Seva Kartik Vrat, Dharmadhar Vrat, Urja Vrat. We are now observing all these wonderful tithis and are coming one by one. Today is the disappearance day of Shri Narottam Das Thakur and Bhakti Kusala Narasingha Maharaj. So, Narottam Das Thakur, he is such a prominent acharya in the Bhagavad Parampara. His contribution and influence is so widely felt. And in his His katha, his songs, everything are praised and sung by the Vaishnavas worldwide daily. So we know that when Narottam Das Thakur, he was born as a prince of a king, and from his childhood he had developed deep longing to renounce everything and go to Vrindavan Dham. This pain is felt in his kirtans, especially this kirtan, Kabe Hamo Hari Hari Kabe Habo Vrindavanavasi. Nirakeva Nayana Yugal Rupa Rashi. That when will I be able to see the beautiful divine form of Radha and Krishna with my own eyes? When will I be able to leave, renounce everything and come to this Vrindavan Dham and stay here? Throughout his songs we can see this theme. This Anarpita Charimchirit Prem that Mahapru has come to distribute. Narottam Das Thakur is like the embodiment of that. You can see he has deep longing in all of his songs. And he's not only that, but he's praying like a sadhak, but also he's praying for in a very, very high way, absorbed in his internal sarup. According to Gaur Ganadesha Deepika, Narottam Das Thakur, his identity has been described sometimes as Vilas Manjari, sometimes as Champak Manjari. So he's praying and desiring all these different kinds of services. And all these things have been recorded where in his books, Pratana and Prem Bhakti Chandrika. It is said that, I think it was one time there was a wealthy businessman, he came to Radhakund. And I think Gorakishodas Babaji or Jagannath Das Babaji, one of them were there. And that wealthy businessman, he was like, oh, I want mercy, I want to achieve this Prema Bhakti. Then Babaji Maharaj said, oh, Prema Bhakti, this is very easy, very simple. Just 2 paisa, you can get Prema Bhakti. He said, huh? 2 paisa, I can get Prema Bhakti. He said, yes. With 1 paisa, you go buy Pratana Amrita, Pratana, and with the 2nd paisa, you go buy Prema Bhakti Chandrika. Then you read these 2 books in Narottam Das Thakur, and this Prem, you will achieve this Prem. Narottam Das Thakur, he is completely, all his moods are in these songs. Therefore, you can see, morning to evening, we are singing. Gurudev, one time in Kartik, during this month of Kartik, where the bank of the Yamuna Gopinath Bhavan, one time he asked one of the devotees to sing this Chintamani Moy Radha Gundatata. And after that, then he began saying that, sometimes I wonder, when I hear the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then I wonder how high, how glorious these songs are. Then Gurudev began to sing. But then I remember the songs of Narottam Das Thakur, I think, oh, these songs, how high are these songs? But then again, I remember Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs and I compared, oh, his songs are not less. In this way, the songs of Narottam Das Thakur and the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there's no limit to their glories. It is described that all the essence of all Vedas, essence of all teachings, are given in these songs. The works of the Goswamis, they are written in Sanskrit, like these Ashtakams and their books. The Sanskrit language is very hard to understand. By the mercy of our Guru Varga, and these Sanskrit compilations are first made into Bengali, then from Bengali into Hindi, then Hindi into English, like this. In this way we are getting some idea, some mercy is coming through by our Guru Varga. But the songs of our acharyas like Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur, their language is so simple, it is sadhu bhasha. Actually, this bhasha, there's no language for it. It is transcendental. It's samadhi bhasha. What they have realized in their samadhi, they are writing, putting into these songs. And the essence of all Vedas, like it said that, yasya deva parabhakti yatha deva tatha guru, tasya ite kathita yartha pakasante mahatma. By serving Sri Guru, all the imports of the Vedas are manifest in the heart. So in the same way, Narottam Das Thakur, the entire mercy is inside these songs. And therefore, when we sing these songs, we should not think that I am singing this song. Rather, we should think, Narottam Das Thakur is singing this song, I am listening. I'm praying and I'm trying to absorb some of his mood. I pray that one drop of the moods of Narottam Das Thakur, the moods of Bhakti Thakur, come into my heart. Then my life will be successful. Narottam Das Thakur, he has so many wonderful, beautiful songs. Just like from top to bottom. And Gurudev, he used to love to sing these songs all the time. Just like we hear, Gauranga Bolita Have Pulaka Sharir, Hari Hari Boletana Nayane Bhavanir. And for all Gaudiya Vaishnav, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Say Mora Sampada, Say Mora Bhajana Pujam. Reminding us, what is the real aim and object of our existence? To achieve this Radha Dasyam under the guidance of Sri Rupa Manjari. And Hari Hari Kabe Mor Hoi Bisudin. Bajibo Sri Radha Krishna Hoya Premadhin. All these songs, and they are so wonderful. If you go to just try to explain one song, then you can classes and classes you can give on these songs. We're singing every day, Hari Hari, Hari Bol Boyar Madam Mohan, Hari Bogo. E Rupa Brajar Pate, Chali Bogo. In this, we have heard, the moods of our acharyas are so astonishing. We can see the Uddhava, he prayed to become a grass, blade of grass at the bank of this Kusum Sarovar. Brahmaji, he prayed, I want to become a stone, and he became Brahma Parvat in Varshana. And you see, Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, he's praying to become a stick in a broom that sweeps the kunj. And here, Narottam Das Thakur, what is he praying? He's saying that Jabo Goba Jandapur, Habo Gopika Nupur, Nupur Hoya Runu Junu Bhajibo Go. That when I'm going to Braj, how I want to go? I want to become the ankle bell on the feet of any gopi. And in this way, I will make nice, beautiful, tinkling sounds. And I'll sing. And this way, I'll bring delight to the ears of Radha and Krishna. He's praying to become an ankle bell on the foot of any gopi. And this way, he wants to go, enter into Braj. So this is the most astonishing thing, how we see that our acharyas, they're even praying to become inanimate objects. But reality is, in the spiritual world, none of these objects are inanimate. Even the broomstick, the grasses, all the scorpions, even the snakes, everything there is transcendental. Is Leela, Param Leela Anukula Param. They are extremely anukul, favorable for the pastimes of Sri Radha Krishna. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has sung, Radha Kundatada Kunja Kutira, Govardhana Parvata Yamuna Atira. Everything. Venu Singha Pada Chinna Megha Mala Vasanda Shashanka Shanka Karatala. Everything. Everything in Braj is transcendental. So acharyas, they have so much humility that they think that if I can even just enter in Braj, even as an ankle bell or become a broomstick, then I'll be able to, my heart will be sprinkled with this prem, and then my life will become successful. That is how high class this prem is. How valuable this prem is, this Braj prem. And this prem is all inside these kirtans. All we have to do is sit and sing and pray. Then these moods will come in our heart. So we are therefore so fortunate that we are, especially in the Anugatya of Guru Parapad and the Vaishnavas, that they are able to sing these songs. And then they are able to reveal to us some of the glory that is there. And then by their mercy, then it is possible that one day these moods may touch our hearts also. And in that time, it is said that for Ram Leela, it is very pathetic. And one is weeping. One can easily weep for Ram Leela. But Radha Krishna Leela, the prem is so hidden and it is crooked that one will not so easily weep for Radha Krishna Leela. But once that prem, that Braj prem, it touches hearts, and once you begin to weep for Radha Krishna, then the tears will never dry. Then the tears will never stop. They will flow continuously. So that is Narottam Das Thakur. When he is singing, then you can understand his one tear he's dropping, and he is singing these songs. And he is completely drenched. He is completely given this prema in all of his kirtans and his bhajans. Today is his disappearance day. So we're praying to the lotus feet of Guru Padma and the Vaishnavs that one drop of mercy may also touch our hearts, and that we may also taste and realize something that is there in these songs. One chakal pudru vesta ki pasin na veda veda na bahu na vaishnava vibhu na mana.
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripasindhuvyaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. First of all, offer my Sistanga Dandavat Pranams under the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj to our Upanuga Guru Varga and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So we all know the glories of this. By mercy of our Guru Varga, our Srila Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, somehow we understand something, some appreciation of the glories of this month of Kartik. And especially in the life of our Guru Varga, then they're giving so much reminder how glorious Srimati Radharani is. What is our goal of life? And especially in this month of Kartik, they're giving us opportunity to like really enter into appreciating and realizing like all these teachings. So many of them, they also choose to have their Tirubhav on in this month. Today the Panchami. So our Narottam Das Thakur, he has chosen this day. Sometimes on the disappearance of Vaishnavas, like just on the full moon, the very beginning of this Kartik month, our Param Gurudev disappeared, this Tirubhav. Sometimes we say, oh, this on this day, they entered into Nitya Leela. Of course, nothing, it's not mistake, but we understand they're always in Nitya Leela. They're always there serving. Our Param Gurudev, Vinod Manjari, he's serving Radha Krishna. As Vinod, he is associated with Prabhupada, he is serving Mahaprabhu. And same way, our Narottam Das Thakur, in Krishna Leela, he is always there, serving as Champak Manjari, or in some they say Vilasa Manjari. But in Mahaprabhu Leela, we know he is Narottam Das Thakur. Mahaprabhu himself, before Narottam has appeared, he himself has proclaimed glory of Narottam. He said, my life and soul is the Sankirtan movement. When we leave this world, this personality, Narottam, he will maintain this Sankirtan. And we know. When we talk about bhakti, our Guru is always teaching us this shloka. Anyabhilashata sunyam gyan karma dhyanavritam anukulena krishnanushilanam bhakti rotama. And we're always being reminded. When we talk about this Uttama Bhakti, highest bhakti, this is cultivation, Anushilan. Anushilan means cultivation, but what are we cultivating? Two things. We're cultivating the activities, but that's not enough. We have to cultivate the moods as well. So when we say bhakti is the constant cultivation of activities by our mind, senses, and also cultivation of the moods, the activities, which are anukul to Krishna. So this bhakti is so wonderful, even Krishna wants to learn this. And that's why we've seen, oh, Srimati Radharani is so great. I want also to know all these things. So who can teach all this? Of course, Srimati Radharani and her Palyadasis. So in this world, our Goswamis, they have come teaching this highest bhakti. And one thing is, they can teach about philosophy and all this, like this gyan, sambandha gyan and everything. But an important thing is really also understanding and realizing all these moods of this bhakti. So we can see in the writings of our Goswamis and our Guru Varga, they're explaining all these tattvas. But one speciality of our Narottam Das Thakur, He has written all these songs. He has not written much about tattwa. He's written all these songs, but these are so powerful. Just by singing these songs, immediately you are put in this, now you begin immediately to taste an experience of this bhakti. What is Krishna tattwa? What is Vaishnava tattwa, Guru tattwa, and everything? But not just that, how to relate to all of them. So he's got all the songs to make us not just realize, oh, who are they, but actually how to feel, how to relate to them, how to serve them. So he's singing for Guru. So many songs about Guru. He's singing for Lord Nityananda. Singing for, of course, all these songs are there in Prem Bhakti Chandrika and this Prarthana. For us, then we're singing, like we're singing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. He's showing to us, oh, how to relate to Srila Rupa Goswami. This is our life. So our Narottam Das Thakur, he has given this wealth that especially on this day, we can like appreciate and we can actually pray. May this really, we can really accept. Now they're leaving this day to remind us what is the goal of life, and ultimately pointing towards this month, Radharani's month, reminding us we only want service to Srimati Radharani. So like us, like sadhaka, then we take shelter of their kirtans and trying to appreciate. What are the moods, like how we can enter into the service? We're singing all these songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur. By mercy of the Vaishnavas, they're teaching us these songs. Sometimes in the beginning, we say, oh, so difficult, it's not my language, and like this. But if we begin to really, like, if you have relation with Srila Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, then ultimately, then you can appreciate, oh, like how great these songs are. Then you also be encouraged. Oh, I want to learn this. Then later on, you begin to appreciate, like, oh, how great these songs are. Like, just to give an example, like now we always say, oh, glory of the service of Srimati Radharani. And we sing, like, for example, we sing Radhika Charan, Tyajaya Amar, Kshanike Pralaya Hoy. If I renounce the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, that is like complete destruction. That will be my devastation, the pralay, like this. And he said, like, oh, this is because we want to serve. Like, oh, but then we can look in our daily example, daily experience. How easy it is to sing like this, but then any opportunity, you may be assigned a service. And any problem, oh, it's so easy, I give up. Oh, I don't like to serve anymore, like this. So one thing is, they're reminding to us, this palyadasi, this all this moves, not cheap. Easily you can sing all these songs, but because sometimes, that's why Mahaprabhu telling us, Trinada Pisuni China. Because sometimes we're doing so much seva, and it's very good, but we become proud. And you think, I'm doing all this seva, but anytime Krishna can make you humble. And it's very good, actually, because we should feel that we are disposable. We are nothing. Krishna doesn't need our service. And to serve Srimati Radhe is so high. Our Guru Vaga is showing to us. This is like a very... and we should appreciate any little service that Guru Vaga is giving to us. Then we should take it like very... like with whole heart and with full appreciation. Because by that, then you have entrance to this world of prem. So there's so much more in so many dimensions towards that. Our Guru Vaga, and especially Narottam Das Thakur, just with his songs, he's giving us entrance, all these different aspects. And so today, on his disappearance day, he's giving us a reminder, like, oh, we should enter into this world. And he's giving us this opportunity to enter with three songs. By his songs, he has brought Mahaprabhu. And everyone is able to see Mahaprabhu and all their associates in that first Gaur Purnima festival. So we can take shelter of his songs. And by these songs, actually, this is not just songs. This is actually just their heart. And so by this, we can get taking shelter of their words, their heart, their moods. Then we can attract Krishna. We can attract Mahaprabhu. And we can enter into this service mood and this service opportunity. So praying at the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, praying at the lotus feet of Narottam Das Thakur or Guru Varga Mahaprabhu, may our Kartik be successful, and truly we can come closer to the real goal of our life. Bancha kalpataru yashta kipas indude vachapaditanam vishnu.
Today is Narottam Thakur disappears day. Morning time I am trying to little explaining. Now all Vaishnavas glorify. Narottam Thakur is teaching us by cause and mercy of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda and Panchadattas. He is saying, what is he? Kabe Lokanath More Sanghe Loiya Jabe Sirupeer Padpadme More Samarpibe Henaki Hoibe Mor Narmasaki Gane Anugata Narottame Koribin Shasane. He says, Sunyaji Sadhumuke Baleshwar Bhajan Siguru Kripaya Mile Jugaracharan. He is explaining everywhere, everybody is near. Sadhus are telling, only go took shelter in Guru Padma by Gurudev mercy, then very easy Jugal Seva. Then Guru is near and dearest to Radha Krishna, then he is giving his heartfelt love for his followers and disciples. Then he is next is praying, when that time coming, my Gurudev is taking me and offering Rupa Goswami lotus feet. Also, what is he? Oh, I am Anugata, took shelter and followers of Srimad Radharani. Sakhijar, Manjarijar, then they chastise me, giving me punishment and purifying me, take care of me. This is problem. All are not offering oneself. Then also Guru Vaishnava never telling anything. That day, good day, Guru Vaishnava giving some punishment, a chastisement, they accepting it then. But Narottam Thakur, he is saying, when that time coming, Anugata Narottame Koribin Shasane. They are telling this is not good for you. Like why telling? Like Lokanath Das Goswami, he is disciples for, he is giving strong punishment. Say, take Diksha Harinam, there is a mistake like, then he is very disturbed. Say, no, no more you believe with me. Go here to distance to me. What is false? Ordinary people thinking, how is Guru? Disciple is right, but Guru is not right. They're complaining. Disciple is, what is this dumb? Summer time, afternoon time, somebody came asking for water. And Lokanath Das Goswami is Samadhi. He has no sense. He is not giving water. Not talking also. Came, hey, Chhotu Baba, Bade Baba, not giving water. You please, you give me some water. I am drinking water. Baba, here nearby village, many person has water, well. Why coming? Babaji is near waterfall. Anybody came, he is also very tricky person. Huh? Babaji water is very sweet and tasty. Huh? Why taking Babaji's water? Babaji's house is straw hut, jhopadi is inside, is come. Other water is niceness, well water, house water, many nice. And everybody, Samasjan, all are helping for giving water. But this tricky. Came Lokanatha Goswami is near, that's Lokanatha Goswami. No open eyes, not look at him, no address him. No talking, not the water also giving. But Narottam Thakur near came, Narottam Thakur very kind, like soft heart. He is giving water. So, Lokanatha Goswami samadhi. How he know? Ki my disciple is giving water. This thinking thing, he avoid and he accept. The guru have no. His koti, bhajan koti distance, his bhajan koti distance. He's telling, I am giving water like this? No. Telling, jajan, sejan, jivabe, sebabe, thake, amito tahar, pakshapati sada. Babu nahi heri thake. Telling all our Gaudiyas or followers of Srimati Radharani and her side, Krishna came, Krishna sitting for coming. And Krishna stealing for. Krishna very tricky. Lokanatha Goswami near came, Lokanatha Goswami not care. But now, why came? Water for? Oh, now you are qualified. You have a lot of rasa and necessary distributing and helping and giving everybody. Somebody saying, direct Mahaprabhu came. Somebody say no, direct Krishna came. Krishna very tricky. Now Krishna say okay, go everywhere you're distributing. Same Gurudev giving order. Okay, now no more will be here. You like service? You like helping? Then go. Go helping and serving all our. Now he came, Jiva Goswami is near. Jiva Goswami same thing telling. He go, now preaching, now helping. Why? Krishna's desire. Then Guru is agree. So this is rejecting, kicking? No. This is his speculation like. Guru is angry. Mahabhagavat, Bhagavat Parshad, how will be angry? How will be fired? And also, Narottam Thakur is doing wrong and then he is ordinary person? Say no. This is very deeply try to think and understanding. Then he is continue praying. He is worshipping Guru, glorify Guru, and Guru near not took shelter, nothing happened. Krishna not accepting, anybody not accepting. Everywhere he is glorifying Lokanatha Goswami. Many kirtan inside. So now, Narottam Thakur, this world is first time teaching his Guru Seva. Before, people is taking mantra and diksha. But Guru is not like this, mamata, no relation. Thinking, Guru's mercy, Guru's bless, he gives mantra diksha, I am doing sadhana bhajan. But then sadhana with is coming good fruits. But sadhana for desire where from coming? Taste how coming? Then need is every day. You praying Gurudev, worshipping Gurudev, thinking about Gurudev, will be nearby Gurudev. Then is everything is very easy. Then not too hard. Narottam Thakur, first time, this writing, this Prem Bhakti Chandrika, singing these songs, and he's teaching A to Z everybody. Hindi is telling Guru Kripa Bina Nahi Koi Sadhan Bol. Bhajaman Sri Guru Charan. So now, who is this Guru? What is personality? It is God representative. But all Guru will be representative? Yes, anybody helping, giving this Krishna Bhakti Vasana desire, they are representative. They are not ordinary. Also Mahaprabhu saying, you take responsibility, I am giving my power, I am giving my all things. Take anybody responsibility. So Narottam Thakur teaching this Prarthanamrita and everywhere, this Prembhukti Chandrikas. But one thing, how I will be Saranagata surrender, I took shelter, completed my Adhikar, I am offering and I am giving for Gurudev. Gurudev worshipping me, glorify me. No, he all time take care of any faults and guilties, he has adhikar for punishment. But all are not toilers, no patience. He is front of everybody, big open center, he is telling disciple faults and guilties. Then he says, why would I like telling, why not your secretary calling me and in your personal room and you telling, this is good for me, good for you. Why you look like doing like this? Then chastang is Gurudev. And Narottam Thakur doing like this. But all are mental. Mad, crazy mad. Gurudev, everything giving, he has power, he has strength. No faith for Gurudev. Therefore telling Namaparad, Sadhu Ninda, then second one, Guru Abhagya. So Guru is Sadhu, first number one is Sadhu. Then Sadhu Ninda, then Guru Abhagya, disobey Gurudev. So Guru is Sadhu, Sadhu is Guru. Non-difference, but I can tolerate. I have no patience. This is a big problem. So Narottam Thakur, how he is praying? Look, only for Guru, not Guru. Ramachandra Kaviraj, Acharya Srinivas disciple, and he is with him. Then Acharya Srinivas calling Ramachandra Kaviraj. Then his separation with his, he praying, O Ramachandra Sangamange Narottam Das. Oh, I am now lost my this association. Now I lost, I miss. Why? Without Vaishnava Bhakta, then also Sangha. Nobody helping for bhajan, no giving taste. They are cheating only, stealing my life and time. So he is again and again. He is praying. Guru is near, Vaishnava is near, Holy Dham near, and all Krishna's followers near. He is saying, Kabe Krishna Dhanapabo, Hiyaro Madhar Thobo, Julaivo Tapita Puran. Oh, your heart is burning, all the burning sensation, how cooling. You bring Krishna in your heart, bas, automatically everything cooling. Other person, other things you bringing, but they are not helpful. More burning, fire inside, more fire increasing. So he is again and again praying many things. Now, tomorrow hearing, other night will be lot of, and morning program is will be late, and everything is Kartik Mas Niyam Seva. No like this broken time and things. Now tomorrow next hearing, Gaur Pramanande.
Hari
Hari Bol Boyar Madan Mohan Hari Bogom. Hari Bol Boyar Madan Mohan Hari Bogom. Ei rupe brajer pate, ei rupe brajer pate, chali bogo. Hari bol boyar madana mohan hari bogo. Hari bol boyar madana mohan hari bogo. Jabago brajanda pur habago pikarnu pur. Jabago brajanda pur habago pikarnu pur. Nupur hoyeru nu junu. Nupur hayaru nu junu. Bhaji bogo. Hari bol boyar madana mohan hari bogo. Vipine vino da kela sange tera kaler mela. Vipine vino da kela sange tera kaler mela. Tadera charane dhula. Tadera charane dhula. Maki bogo. Hari bol boyar madana mohan hari bogo. Hari bol boyar madana mohan hari bogo. Radha Krishna rupa madhuri hari bodu nayan bori. Shri Radha Krishna rupa madhuri hari bodu nayan bori. Nikunjara dwari dwari. Nikunjara dwari dwari. Ahi boga. Hari bol boyar madana mohan hari boga. Hari bol boyar madana mohan hari bogo. Tomra sava brajavasi pura maner abhilashi. Tomra sava brajavasi pura maner abhilashi. K Kabe Shri Krishna Ravangshi. Kabe Shri Krishna Ravangshi. Shuni Vaga. Hari Valvayar Madana Mohan Hari Vaga. Hari Bol Bayar Madana Mohan Hari Boga Edehayanti Makale Bashi Bashi Jamuna Jale Edehayanti Makale Bashi Bashi Jamuna Jale Jai Radha Govinda Bole Jai Radha Govinda Bole Jai Radha Govinda Bole Jai Radha Govinda Bole Bashi Bhaga Hari Bol Bayar Madana Mohan Hari Boga Hari Bol Bayar Madana Mohan Hari Boga Kohe Narottama Das Na Puri Loy Abhilash Kohe Narottama Das Na Puri Lo Abhilash Ar Kabe Vrajava Ar Kabe Vrajava Ar Kabe Vrajava Kari Bhaga Hari Bol Bayar Madana Mohan Hari Bhaga Hari Bol Bayar Madana Mohan Hari Bhaga Erupe Brajer Pate Erupe Brajer Pate Erupe Brajer Pate Erupe Brajer Pate Chali Bogo Hari Bol Bayar Madana Mohan Hari Bhaga Hari Bol Bayar Madana Mohan Hari Bhaga Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Radha Madan Moha, Radha Madan Moha. Jai Radha Madan Moha, Radha Madan Moha. Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda. Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda. Radha Gopinata, Radha Gopinata. Jai Radha Gopinata, Radha Gopinata. Tako Narottama, Tako Narottama. Narottama, Tako Narottama. Hari Val, Hari Val, Hari Val, Nitai Gaur, Hari Val. Anitai Gaur, Hari Val, Hari Val, Hari Val, Nitai Gaur, Hari Val. Nitai Gaur Hari Val, Hari Val, Hari Val, Hari Val, Hari Val, Hari Val, Nitai Gaur Vimananda.